The truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy rainbow sparkle sunshine. Trump care done took a fucking nosedive edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all mother truckers from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room, looking down on Hollywood Town, just spitting distance from the most famous intersections anywhere, all y'all. Hollywood and Vine, you know just what I'm talking about, but you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. If you put a / listen behind that, you're going to get all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Okay. The Hollywood Hick here comes on every day on the 7th, meaning 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening. That's West Coast time. If you live anywhere else other than West Coast time, figure it out. Do the math. Due to that place I go to every day, my brains is scrambled up like it's some freaking eggs, and I ain't about to do maths. As I ain't got to do maths. You can do it for yourself. It ain't that hard. Okay. But you can follow me on the Twitters at the H Wood Hick, and you can also follow me on the Facebook at facebook.com/ the Hollywood Hick. Okay. All right. Now let's get into the happenings of the world as it's happening now. Because just a couple of few days ago, the Hollywood Hick just did this right here. You mother truckers had 7.5 mother trucking years to come up with something other than the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, which, in case you do not understand, it's exactly the same thing. It is not two different things, you idiot people who think that it's two different things, because I love, actually, you know what? Keep thinking it's two different things, because I love watching people ask you that question and then the dumb ass fucking blank ass deer in the headlights look on your face when somebody has to tell you that it's exactly the same thing. But these motherfuckers had 7.5 years to come up with something better, because that's all they talked about. For how long? That's all they talked about. Toot, toot, toot this horn about we're going to go in there and fix everything because we are the only ones who know how to fix this shit, and you had the shittiest plan in the history of shitty fucking plans that you could not even get over on your people. And the thing about it is, it was as shitty as it could possibly be, and yet it wasn't shitty enough for some of the people, and that's part of the reason you lost. It's like you were not even shitty enough to appease some of your shitty fucking people. That is the world we live in, y'all. I just can't wrap my brain around it. But in case you hadn't heard, these here Republicans that were so sure that they were going to fix everything about healthcare because it's so easy. And this is actually coming from people who don't even understand how insurance works, a la Paul freaking bitch ass Witherspeak Ryan with his dumb fucking ass. He does not even understand that insurance works in a way where the people who don't need it are still paying for it so that the people who do need it are able to have it. Also, like car insurance, homeowners insurance, all of those things. Like, we hope our house doesn't burn down, but if it does, I'm insured. That's how it works. Healthcare is sort of a similar mentality, but these fools, they don't get it. They don't even, like, how can you fix something you don't even know what it is? You don't even know what you're dealing with. Like, they don't even know what government is. Like, if you don't know how to govern and you try to reinvent government, you guess what you're going to have? A few problems, just like a pumpkin head with his dead mangy fox and fart mother trucking puss up on his face. Honestly, if I have to look at that fart puss anymore, I am going to lose my ever-loving mind. M-I-N-D. I can't, like, it's everywhere. Like, you cannot get away from it. Like, I am cursed for the next forever having to look at one of the ugliest of mugs in the history of ugly mugs. I just can't. But because, honestly, I tried to find some other, I guess what you could call more reputable websites to, like, break down what happened. But apparently, the best place I could find what I wanted to say was over here on The Slot, which is kind of a spinoff of The Jezebel, which is a spinoff of my beloved, now dead, thanks to that freaking Silicon Valley homo, Peter Thiel, or however you say his name, Gawker. But over here, basically, last Friday, because it was supposed to happen last Thursday, but guess what happened? Nothing. And then it was on Friday, and then guess what happened? They had to pull that shit. Well, says over here that the Republicans withdrew healthcare replacement bill, and this is over on The Slot, right? Says, just like I was saying, after 7 years of railing against Barack Obama's signature healthcare plan that Barack got going in 6 months, after 6 months of being in office. It took him six motherfucking months and a lot of fucking people sitting up there, getting up in his grill, making it worse than it needed to be. And now they're complaining about the shit that has gone wrong on account of they were the ones who pretty much got it up in there on account of they just wanted to piss on anything that this black man happened to be up to, because we can't be taking any direction from a black man, because that's just upsetting the apple cart of the world, which actually it's not, because you need to just pull your fucking head out of your ass and realize that smart comes in many colors. Apparently it doesn't run in white very often from what I can tell, especially on one side of this mother trucking fence. I'm just saying is all, right? But after 7 years of railing against Barack Obama's signature health care plan, House Republicans, bitch-ass bitches, failed to muster enough support to hold a vote for their replacement bill, the American Health Care Act, also known as Trump Care. And I will call it Trump Care forever, because he hates that it's called Trump Care, because he don't want his name on it, because you know why? It failed. So guess who wasn't winning? He was failing hardcore. Honestly, you've been failing a lot, dude. You might want to just chill out for a little bit and maybe reassess some things and start figuring out how you can win, because honestly, you're just bringing the rest of us down with you, and it's fucking embarrassing. Got that? M mother truck embarrassing, dude. Okay? You just physically are an embarrassment, but also everything else about you is embarrassment. Like, anytime you open your mouth, it's an embarrassment. Anytime you enter a room, it's a fucking embarrassment. Quit being a fucking embarrassment. Yeet. Moving on, but they have withdrawn it. Republicans needed 215 votes for the measure to pass. According to a word I can't pronounce poll released on Thursday, only 17% of Americans supported the bill. 17%. Way to go, people. Way to motherfucking rally the troops right there. 17 mother trucking percent. G frickin' bus. There is not enough dolly in the world to help these people. But it goes on and says, House Republicans and Democrats spent hours debating the bill on the floor ahead of the scheduled afternoon vote. On Friday, hours before the vote, Ryan reportedly met with Trump to tell him Republicans did not have the required number of votes to pass the bill. Just after the meeting, Washington Post reporter Robert Costa tweeted that the bill had been pulled. Yep, because they pulled it. Because you know why? Failed. F-A-I-L-E-D. Failed. Well, goes on. The bill has been plagued with problems since it was introduced on March 6th. The original draft maintained the protection of people with pre-existing conditions. One thing, only one of the many, one thing that's good out of all the shitty shit they threw up in there. It allowed children to stay on the parents' plan and to continue to cover those on Medicaid. But the plan did away with the Obamacare, and I'm fucking, why does everybody have to call it Obamacare? It's the Affordable Care Act. Quit calling it Obamacare, because all you're doing is just fucking driving home this fucking thought that this was just like Obamacare. Like, it's, yes, he pushed for this freaking legislation, but at the same time, it's not what it is. Fucking call it what it is. Quit confusing people. Just quit being assholes. Would everybody just quit being fucking assholes everywhere? I don't know. It's impossible. But it did away with the individual mandate, which was a fine imposed on those who can afford insurance but opted out, but instead allowed insurance companies to raise premiums on anyone who faces a lapse in insurance coverage. So basically, they just fucking jack your shit up as high as they could possibly jack it up, because heaven forbid you get laid off or something in this world and might have to and lose your fucking insurance, and then you got a little bit of a lapse, and then the next thing you know, they're charging you fucking $1,200 a month for insurance, because that's how these fuckers roll. They want to charge you fucking thousands of dollars for one fucking pill. You don't think they're gonna fucking latch onto this shit and take you down with the ship? Yes, they will. The plan also would freeze Medicaid expansion in 2020, meaning that millions of low-income people would lose access to health care. Overall, the bill benefited healthy and high-income Americans. That's because that's really the purpose, bitches. I mean, honestly, it's like beating your head up against a concrete wall, and like that's the freaking nonsense you're up against. Like, just something that's just so fucking blatantly stupid. Like I said, they're as dumb as a concrete wall. I'm just saying is all. But analysis by the Congressional Budget Office found that 24 million Americans will lose insurance by 2026 if this Trump Care replaces Obamacare. Like, I'm just going to use y'all's words, because fuck, all these like acronyms get on my damn nerves anyway. The House vote was originally scheduled for Thursday, like I was telling you, but you know what? Ixnay couldn't get the votes. They moved it to Friday. Guess what happened? Up Fridays, just like Thursday, ain't going to happen, Captain. And then Paul Ryan with his fucking bitch ass freaking scrunch face over there, just like fucking just pulled the plug. He's like, we ain't gonna get this. This is also after Trump says down here, Trump also issued Republicans an ultimatum on Thursday demanding either that the House hold a vote and pass the Trump Care as is, or the repeal effort dies and Obamacare stays, which is pretty much probably what he wants anyway, because he doesn't want to have to take responsibility for this shit. He doesn't want to take responsibility for nothing. That man is the poster child for no mother trucking accountability, right? Zero. Like, he's like anything. It's like, fake news over there. Like, it's those faults. He's already trying to blame the Democrats like it was their fault for, like, this shitty-ass piece of legislation. Like, honestly, really, they tried to make something that was, like, at least worthwhile before. And guess who got in the way the whole time they were trying to set up this fucking Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare? The mother trucking Republicans who were constantly in there fucking being bitch-ass bitches and getting in the way and just making shit worse than it needed to be. Instead of doing it right, they just stood in the way for the simple fact that a black man was the one doing something good. It just boggles my fucking mind. But this goes on and said that led by Trump, the Republicans' year-long obsession with repealing Obamacare on Friday instead turned into a testament of Obamacare's success. He tweeted out that fucking punkin' head fart puss of a president, right? The only deal the Republicans should accept is a complete repeal of Obamacare. That's what he said. This was back in 2013. You have them on the run. Don't fold. Go for it. Okay, guess what happened? In 2013, you were wrong. And in 2017, you were fucking wrong. Got that, pumpkin? There. This got updated, though. Says in a press conference following the bill's withdrawal, House Speaker Paul Ryan said, I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us. Like, you know what? I think you did this on fucking purpose. That's the thing. Like, people aren't looking at this shit the right way. Like, I think all of these stupid tweets and everything of this freaking punkin' head are to distract from all of the other nonsense. Like, this Russian shit. Like, I love that Russian shit is just growing and growing. Like, I cannot wait till the fucking that thing comes to a head and heads start to roll, because there's some shit going on up in that. When Dick motherfucking Cheney went, like, honestly, I can't even believe if I'm saying anything that, like, where I might even halfway kind of maybe sort of agree with Dick fucking Cheney's crazy bitch ass, because that motherfucker is straight up evil. He is evil as they come. But I kind of agree with him that, like, because he said on that, but we'll get to that in a second. We almost done with this, because I can only talk about some of this shit so long. But we're going to get to why I think Dick Cheney, like, I can't even believe I almost agree with him on something. But he said that Paul Ryan said he won't sugarcoat this. It's a disappointing day for us. Ryan had met with Trump to recommend pulling the bill, attributed the failure to reach a consensus as a result of growing pains of moving from an opposition party to a governing party. No, that's bullshit. You know what that is? That's you just being a pussy. Okay, that is you pussing out. Oh, it's growing pains from moving from an opposition party to a governing party. Your job is to govern, okay? You were elected to govern. So if you aren't able to govern, please let us know so that the people who actually do get to vote for your ass might want to take that into consideration and be like, you know what? This dude's a fucking dumbass who admitted freely during this Trump Care debacle that he doesn't know how to govern, and that is his job. So maybe we should find somebody who does. But nope. You know who's not paying attention to that? The dumbass fucking mouth breathe the morons who vote for fuckers like this because they think that for some reason they're going to come through with all of these guns and all of this shit to fucking save their lives, when really what they're doing is they're trying to put more money in their pockets and their fat cat friends' pockets and take it out of yours. But you're too fucking blinded and stupid to see the truth, and it is maddening up in the brains of a Hollywood hick. I just can't. But goes on and said, even though Ryan made last minute concessions to appease the House Freedom Caucus, these are the ones, the Freedom Caucus are the people who didn't think it was bad enough. Like, it needed to be much worse. Like, it needed to, basically, we just needed to cut everybody off, let them start dying in the streets. That's just what they want, right? He said that not enough caucus members supported the bill. Costa, who is, like, I think he's one of these Freedom Party people, I don't know, some fella named Costa, spoke to Trump over the phone, told MSNBC that the bill's not going to come up again, at least in the near future. Trump attributed the bill's failure to Democrats who opposed it. Because that's it. Like, you probably had enough votes within just your Republican type people for the most part, and you couldn't even get all of that. So how does that make it the Democrats' fault? It doesn't. You're taking your little Vienna sausage fingers and point it in the wrong way. You might want to look in the mirror and or turn that finger, that little Vienna sausage finger, around and point it straight up at your punkin' mother trucking head. Okay. He said, he told the New York York Times Maggie Haberman that he predicts Democrats will work for a compromise when Obamacare explodes. But the thing is, Obamacare is not exploding, you idiot people. It's more fucking popular than ever. People are starting to figure out that it's not that fucking bad. A lot of people coming out saying like, ooh, without this, I would be dead. I would be dead laying underneath the ground and or burned up into a pile of ashes scattered somewhere. That is where I would be had it not been for Obamacare. And honestly, I don't understand why these people who can't like freaking pull their head out of their ass and realize where the real problem lies and the people that stood in the way of making it what it should have been in the first place. And why are we the only fucking big ass country out there who still does insurance this way? Fucking everywhere else just has universal health care. People just go to the doctor when they need to go to the doctor. It's taken out of your taxes from your paycheck, and that's just it. Over in Europe, like in England, they take more taxes out. Yeah, but guess what? You get something for it. You get to go to the fucking doctor. Everybody gets to go to the fucking doctor. And no, it may not be fucking perfect, but I guarantee you it's better than this bull mother trucking shit. Straight up stone cold for reals. Now, back to this Russian bullshit, because I can't talk about this shit for too much longer before all the inner hell knows of me start cutting cartwheels and eat up every rainbow sparkling sunshine I got up inside me trying to dance around, right? Well, this whole freaking Russia thing has got me like all in a bother too, because it's like, one, I just wanted to fucking come to a head, and I want to see somebody's fucking heads roll like this Nunez dude who's up there like doing all kind of shady dealings back behind the scenes. But I'm just going to say this on it because I can't talk about this too much before I got to go on and talk about things that are really not that consequential to the whole world, but they're just consequential to me. But I read this and it makes it kills me that I am kind of sort of in agreement with this fucking bitch ass bitch of a horrible, hateful, evil, shooting people in the woods motherfucker, right? Well, says over here on the Raw story, Dick Cheney, Russian interference in U.S. election may be an act of war. Like, I kind of agree with that. Like, I don't want to go to war with Russia, but it just seems like there needs to be some serious taken to this, some seriousness, because all these motherfuckers are like sneaky pulling all kind of shit up over here in Russia. Every one of these people, every time you turn around, somebody new has got some shady ass Russian dealing with somebody they're not supposed to be dealing with, really. And they over there trying to be sneaky about it and not telling nobody what happened. But guess what? Left and right, it's what's happening. But it says here on the Raw story, former Vice President Dick Cheney described Russia's meddling in the 2016 presidential election as an act of war, right? Cheney gave a speech Monday at Economics Times Global Business Summit where he discussed the rising number of threats facing the world. The former vice president said some of those threats and Russian President Vladimir Putin, I swear I can't say that man's name without giggling, because you know when I grew up, Putin was farting, so I can't say Putin without giggling, especially when he's the president of Russia and his last name is Farting, as far as I'm concerned. So I digress. I'm going to move on. He said that the former vice president said some of those threats threatened globalization movements. He fucking called Putin out by name. But not long ago, Gorbachev was in power and the Soviets went out of business. But the situation has changed dramatically under Putin. He still makes me giggle. I think he has designs on the Baltics. We know he wanted Crimea. He took it. Cheney said Putin had interfered in the U.S. election as part of, I cannot say that name without giggling. I just can't do it. He interfered with the U.S. election as part of his worldwide destabilization efforts, which I kind of agree with. He went on and said, there's no question that there was a very serious effort made by Mr. Putin and his government, his organization, to interfere with in major ways with our basic fundamental democratic process. In some quarters, that could be considered an act of war. Like, see, that's what I agree. I think that's how they should be taken. Like, this is not anything to be fucked around with. And if you're going to try to sugarcoat this and or sweep it under a rug or sweep it up under some fucking dead mangy fox looking toupee bitch ass wig up on somebody's fucking fart puss of a head, I'm just saying. But Cheney took what appeared to be a shot at President Donald Trump and his Republican congressional allies who have disputed the evidence showing Russian efforts to influence the election. He said, I would not underestimate the weight that we as Americans assign to Russian attempts to interfere with our process. And I can't believe I say this, but I kind of sort of almost agree with fucking Dick Cheney, and that kills me. And the other thing that kills me is I fucking even goddamn George W. Bush has come out making some fucking sense lately, which makes no fucking sense. Like, but when he was president, I was like, that dude is the mouth breathing of the mouth breathing in morons I have ever seen in my entire life. But now he's coming out saying like, dude, calm the fuck down, you people are going fucking nuts, even I didn't try to pull this shit. But that's where we live, that's the world we fucking live in now. Oh, my goodness. Oh, where's this thing? We got to talk about this. One last thing about this part right here, because it cracks me the fuck up. Because you know how fucking President Pumpkinhead, fart puss, bitch ass bitch, loves to go over there and like taunt other people with his fucking nonsense, right? Well, he went and because Arnold Schwarzenegger is hosting the new version of The Apprentice, which he says he ain't going to do no more because, one, the show has run its fucking course. I'm done. Fork. And it's like, whatever. Like, after so many years, like, you just get sick of it. Like, America's Next Top Model. They went away for a reason, right? Now they're trying to bring it back. People are like, I done seen America's Next Top Model. I don't need to see it no more. I saw 78 fucking cycles. She didn't even call it seasons. They were cycles. But the best thing is when Arnold Schwarzenegger, after Trump's approval ratings came out that were in the mother trucking shitter, right? His approval ratings are so friggin' bad. They're like 30-some-odd% or whatever. Like, his approval rating is lower than Obama's ever went. Like, Obama's never went as low as what Trump is now. But says over here on the New York Post is where I got this, but I saw it on multiple places. Says Schwarzenegger taunts Trump over low approval ratings. I love it. So apparently the rating war is still raging, according to this right here. Hollywood tough guy Arnold Schwarzenegger rekindled his feud with President Trump on Tuesday by goading him about his low approval ratings in a Twitter video. Arnie said he went, the ratings are in and you got swamped. Wow. Now you're in the 30s. According to a Gallup poll released on Sunday, Trump's approval rating has fallen to 37%, with 58% disapproving of the job he's doing, because it should be fucking 0% fucking approving of him and 100% disapproving, because his punkin' head just needs to be smacked, I swear. But Arnie went on and said, but what do you expect? I mean, when you take away after-school programs for children and Meals on Wheels for poor people, that's not what you call making America great again. Preach, Arnie. Schwarzenegger, the former governor of California, suggested Trump get out of the White House and visit Hart Middle School in Washington, D.C. He says, I'll take you there so you can see the fantastic work that they're doing for these children. In a series of tweets in January, the president, that's when he was like trying to like give him shit for the Celebrity Apprentice low ratings, which I kind of agree with Arnold, basically saying these ratings are low because, one, your name is still on this fucker, and there's a lot of people out there who just ain't going to watch anything that's got your name on it because you're a fucking bitch-ass, punk-ass bitch of a fucking Pumpkinhead, shouldn't be president, fucking dead mangy fox with a fart puss looking motherfucker. I'm just saying, that's just how I feel about it. But he's like, wow, the ratings are in. Oh, yeah, but he was talking about Arnold. We're not even going to get into that. Basically, Arnold said, when people found out that Trump was still involved as executive producer and was still receiving money from the show, then half the people started boycotting it, which I think there is something to be said for that. And also, it's run its fucking course. Just ditch it. Just do something else. Make something else more fun. But not that shit. Bull mother trucking shizzle. Right? Right. I'm just saying is all. So, whatever. Done talking. I got to move on from talking about this fucker because he just annoys the shit out of me. Ooh. But, however, while we're on the subject of bitch-ass bitches who are doing bitch-ass bitchery, right, there's this dude. I love when these people get busted, too, because I love the ones that are more holier than thou, you know? These ones that want to tell you how to live their life while they're doing exactly what they're saying you shouldn't be doing, but worse kind of things. But this is coming out. Wait a minute. Did I have another link for this? I may not have clicked it, but I thought I had clicked it. Oh, well, we'll just go with this because this is the part that makes me fucking giggle anyway. Well, says over here, it's on the Toll Road website, which is one of them homo websites. It gives you a lot of homo news. But there's this, it says here, headline, married GOP senator Ralph Shorty planned to bareback male teens boy pussy, according to affidavit. Yeah, so this is a dude who is a married husband, married, has three children. He's a GOP senator in Oklahoma, right? And apparently he had to resign last week because he got busted up in a Super 8 motel, excuse me, I stand corrected, a Super 8 motel with a 17-year-old boy that he had paid for sexy times. So I think this dude is what you call in a slight bit of trubs, y'all. I'm just saying. But says here over on the Toll Road, lurid details are emerging in the case of married Oklahoma GOP state senator Ralph Shorty, who resigned last week after being caught with a male teen. Shorty was found in a Super 8 motel room with the 17-year-old on March 9th. It was later revealed that Shorty had offered the boy cash for sexual stuff. The teen had a history of soliciting sex on Craigslist, according to his parents. Okay, this is the thing. If you are a state senator, Mr. Shorty, I don't think that trolling the Craigslist for underage boy pussy is what you should be up to. Okay, there's probably better ways to go about looking for your boy pussy than trying to find it on the Craigslist, because I think people might be onto these Craigslist hookers, and that might be something to do with what how you ended up in the fucking hooscow because you were over there trying to bear back underage boy pussy. I'm just saying is all right. Well, goes on and says, Shorty was arraigned on Friday, and it affidavit has emerged which revealed text messages with the and you put it in writing, like, Lord have, there is not enough dolly in the world for these people, right? Don't put it in writing. If you're gonna say something unsavory, just say it. That way you can deny it, but if you write it down, guess what, there is evidence, and fucking you get busted, you bitch ass dumb. People so stupid. One, you shouldn't be up to this shit. Just don't, like, you could have waited 1 year. Fine, do it Bryan Singer style, dude. Find an 18, 19, 20 year old that just happens to look a whole hell of a lot younger so you can get your young fix without actually breaking the law. Okay. But apparently he goes on and says, after asking the teen if he would be interested in sexual stuff in exchange for money, the teen responded, hey, keep updated because I want you bad, daddy. Which is another thing. It's like, honestly, like, that is one of the ways to make me want to smack you upside the head. Yes, I am getting up there in the years, all right? Actually, I'm going to have a birthday here very soon. I will be 47 mother trucking years old. Please do not let the youthful dewy glow exuding from your freaking speakers right now make you think that I am younger than I really am. I am a 47, almost 47-year-old homo, and I'm fucking proud of it, right? Well, but just don't call me daddy. That's what I was getting at. Don't call me. Like, it's like, oh my God, there's something about that. And like, people try to come on to you. They'll like send you a message. Hey, daddy. I'm like, fuck you. Bye, bitch. No, I ain't nobody's motherfucking daddy. That means you want to be taken care of. And guess what? I can hardly take care of my damn self right now, much less your bitch ass. Ain't going to happen, Captain. Goes on and says, then a reply came from this, what's his name? Ralph Shorty says, I'm going to fuck you like a good little boy if you keep calling me daddy. Percy, he likes being called daddy. See, I have not been able to embrace the daddy yet. I haven't been able to embrace the daddy part yet. But, that's what Shorty responded. A text then came from the teen reverencing bareback sex and, his man pussy, and Shorty corrected the teen, boy pussy, baby boy. Oh my God, I think he should get extra time just for that text right there. I honestly and truly believe he should get extra time for saying boy pussy, baby boy. Like, that means that if he had his way, he would want your pussy to be a lot younger. Like, he would want, like, straight up juvenile poon man. I can't even say the words because it so freaks me out. Like, I don't get it. Like, I think that's why I find this shit fascinating, because I can't wrap my brain around people who, like, it's like, I would rather have somebody who knows what the fuck they're doing. I don't want some freaking child who I got to, one, teach what to do and sit there and be like, oh, that's not it, watch the teeth, any of that kind of nonsense. Like, no, go find somebody who's had a couple of, like, got that out of their system already, and they know what they're doing. Okay, you're gonna be better off for it, right? I keep saying that to people all the time. Lower your standards a little bit. Just don't lower it into the fucking teens. Just don't fucking do it. It's like, I don't like, it's like the if you get caught, the embarrassment and all of the bullshit that goes with it is just not worth it. You ask this, I bet you, if you ask Ralph Shorty right now, he'll be like, hell to the fucking no, that wasn't worth it. No. I don't want nothing but man pussy going forward. Actually, he is going to be a man pussy here soon is what I'm thinking. But apparently Shorty has been charged with engaging in child prostitution, engaging in prostitution within 1,000 feet of a church. Oh, I didn't know that it made it worse if you were near a church when you do your prostituting. So if you're a people, I'm just telling you, if you're Super 8 motel where you're doing your, like, hooking and or purchasing of hookers, don't do it within 1,000 feet of a church in Oklahoma, on account of, I think that's going to get you in more trouble, because I guess at 1,001 feet, the Lord don't care no more. Okay, so I think that's what you need to take in consideration. The Lord don't care no more if you're 1,001 feet away. So go after your boy pussy or your man pussy or whatever kind of pussy you get, even lady pussy, I'm assuming. Just don't do it near a church. Make sure you're 1,000 feet, 1,001 feet minimum from the church so as not to get in any more trouble. I wonder if there was a school nearby, it'd probably be even worse. He also got charged with transporting a minor for prostitution. Shorty has 3 children. You know they are proud of their pappy right now. You know they are. They're just beaming with joy. And they're like, look at my daddy. He was an Oklahoma senator, and now he is a freaking convict. That's what it is. The maximum punishment he faces is 25 years in prison, and that's Oklahoma. So I have a feeling if he ain't going to do some freaking backroom dealing or some backroom. I didn't even mean to say that, but you know what I'm saying. He's probably going to be doing some wheeling and dealing to make that fucking shit go away. Stat, right? Okay, let's move on to something else. I can't talk about this dude anymore. Like, dude, and he looks like they got his mugshot on here. He is looking like, oh, fuck. He's like, I am so fucked right now, holding up his little piece of paper with his name and number on there. Oh, that poor thing. He is fucked up rated. But let's talk about something that is a little, like, whatever. Let's just shift gears entirely. Because now, back a couple of years, like, what, year or so ago, back when I was doing this program a while back on a more regular basis, which I apologize because of this place I go to lately has had me spun the fuck up. So I'm a little bit behind. I don't even know how long it's been since I did an episode, but I'm trying my damnedest to get back on schedule. I'm working on it. This would actually be a Tuesday episode, so it means I kind of am on schedule. See if I can, like, ride this wave and keep on going, right? But I used to love the television program Empire. When its first season, it was tits. It was so good. Cookie Lyon was the best. When she walked in that first episode and beat her son with a freaking broom because he was giving her shit after she just got out of prison for like 15 years. I was like, oh, hell yes, this is going to be the best. Then season 2 came around and it was meh and I lost interest. But I still kind of pay attention because I like Taraji P. Henson. Like, I should get back into it and catch up on it on the Hulu or something. But I don't know. I also get caught up in video games. So sometimes my television watching time is not as much as my video game playing time, right? But apparently, over here on the TMZ, you know, my beloved TMZ, they're saying that there is war on the Empire set. Yep, apparently, Taraji P. Henson, who plays Cookie Lyon, one of the greatest television characters of all time, even though I can't watch it anymore, but I'm telling you, that first season was like just set that forever in my mind, right? Well, apparently, there's this actress, Nia Long. She's been in a bunch of stuff. If you don't know who she is, if you saw her, you would probably recognize her. She's been in a whole bunch of stuff, right? But apparently, her and Taraji are at war on the Empire set, according to the TMZ people. I've actually read it a few places, so I choose to believe it. But it says right here, Taraji P. Henson and Nia Long were at each other's throats on the set of Empire in such a big way, producers almost had to shoot the scenes they were in together separately. Mm-hmm. Multiple production sources tell TMZ Nia was extremely rude to people in hair, makeup, and wardrobe, which is stupid, Nia. Nia, girl, let me explain you something. Those are the people you need on your side, okay? Because you want me to tell you what happens? Well, what happens is they will make you look like a straight-up freaking mouth-breathing moron, foolish fool, because they are in control of your hair, makeup, and wardrobe. You get that? I don't care how much you bitch. They're going to make your eyebrows wobsided on accident, on purpose, something like that. Like, just like those are people you don't fuck with, okay? The ones who are in control of what you look like on a television program where what you look like is pretty mother trucking important, right? Apparently, the TMZ people says, we're told it got to the point they stopped speaking to each other when they were on set. Our sources say it was next to impossible to film the scenes they did together, and that's why they had actually blocked out how to shoot those scenes separately. Nia played a recurring role in season 3, which has wrapped. Her character was an ex of Luscious Lyon, who was in the Luscious. I always say Luscious, but it's Lucius on the show, but it's spelled Luscious, so I'm going to say Luscious every time, right? Apparently, he was in the process of getting back with Cookie. As for whether Nia will be back for season 4, our sources say no way in hell. Because let me tell you why. Because Taraji is a bigger star. And if she wants you out, I guarantee you they're going to have you out. Because I didn't see Nia Long's name thrown around. It came Oscar time. Having a movie that she's in, getting all kind of like freaking Oscar or like toots, even though I think Oscar toots are not really, like, whatever. I don't really put a whole lot of credit in Oscar, but Taraji had a movie up in there that did really freaking well because it's actually a good fucking movie, and that is why people are watching it. Whatever. Taraji is beating Nia's ass as far as popularity right now, so Nia might want to back the fuck off, right? Well, Nia's rep tells TMZ the story is complete nonsense. Throughout her long established career, Nia has been nothing but a consummate professional, treating all members of productions with respect. Well, maybe not here at Empire, because apparently people have done filed suit against her. The rep goes on and says this is nothing but another complete fabrication about a series that has been plagued by constant rumors of drama and misconduct, right? Well, apparently that ain't where this shit ends, because according to another article over here on the TMZ, right? Apparently this whole thing started with a joke because Nia can't take a joke. Like, people just need to learn how to lighten the fuck up is really what I say. That is what I'm saying. Because from another thing I read said that the people on from the hair and makeup department pretty much filed a claim against her for being such a straight up bitch ass bitch. And Tariji is horribly protective of people who work on her set, which she should be, because these are the people who make you look good. These are the people who do all of this shit so that you can look amazing and do your fucking job to the best of your ability and not having to worry about how fucking flawless you look, right? Well, apparently, according to the TMZ people, the beef started with a bloody joke, right? You know where this is going. If you're paid any attention to anything, you're going to know where this is going. But apparently, Tariji P. Henson jokingly asked Nia Long if she was on her period after she went nuts on fella cast member, and that's what set off their raging feud on the set of Empire. It's like, people need to lighten up, really. Just lighten the fuck up. But goes on and says, production sources tell TMZ, Nia showed up late shortly after beginning her stint on the show, prompting one of the male actors to joke, "Damn, why are you on black people time?" So apparently, somebody took issue with this. We're told that Nia went into a rage, chewing the guy out. The actor told her it was just a joke, but she continued berating him. That's when Tariji fired back, What are you, on your period? Is it that time, girlfriend? Because you know I can hear her saying that, too. She totally fucking did, too, which apparently sent Nia even further over the edge. That's when everything got super heated, and it set the tone for a relationship that was barely civil. Tariji has always been super protective of the cast and crew, and everyone was in her corner, and the hair makeup crew filed a complaint against Nia for mistreating them. She maintains the allegations are bogus, but the thing is, everybody but you are saying you were a straight up stone cold see you next Tuesday on the set of Empire, which also it's kind of stupid. Like, why people do that? I don't know, because if you were any good on there, they would have brought you back for season 4, which probably meant a lot of money for you, which probably ain't gonna happen now, because Tariji is like, bye Felicia, your ass. Okay, so one, don't fuck with Tariji, and two, lighten the fuck up. Quit taking everything, like, everybody quit being such fucking snowflakes. I deal with it all the time. That place I go to every day is so full of snowflakes, it drives me to the brink sometimes. People just need to freaking buck up and realize that sometimes somebody's just being honest and telling you something honestly and not freaking crawling up in your grill about everything. So if you're being a freaking raging stone cold bitch and somebody says, "Yo girl, you on your period, chill the fuck out," maybe they're meaning chill the fuck out, everybody get along, because now guess what, no season 4 for you. Bye Felicia, bye Nia, get shoo, nobody wants you no more. You just lost how many hundreds of thousands of dollars did you piss away because you were just being a straight up stone cold bitch? I'm just saying it's out, right? All right. Oh, you know what time? Ooh, I was going to get into this story, but I think I might even have to wait, because I just can't. There's a lot of processing. I came across this thing, right? Well, apparently, and you know, like, sometimes, you know how I sometimes, this fucking Gwyneth Paltrow, I just can't, right? Like, just her, just her entitledness, her everything is just too fucking much. But over on her Goop site, I got pointed to this by something else the other day, but she does a whole thing called reality check anal sex. Okay, now this is from a straight people's perspective, because apparently until recently straight people haven't been dealing with the like booty sex, but my homo people, we have been in tune with our butts for much longer than straight people apparently. So I was gonna go through his and just sort of like see what the fuck she's talking about, but I realized it is long and it would take me more than the amount of time that's left here. So I have a feeling here very soon there might be a special what the fuck Gwyneth Paltrow reality check anal sex Hollywood hick commentate this fucking article. And I even just the beginning, I'm like, oh my sweet Dolly, there is not enough Dolly in the world. Like, Gwyneth Paltrow is just a fucking, I mean, this is the girl who steams her vagine. She puts these like jade rocks up her cooter, and apparently all the gynecologists are like, get those jade rocks out of your cooter because they're porous and you're gonna be sticking bacterias up in there that should not be up in there. Like, woman, do your fucking research. She just starts spouting shit off. So I have a feeling there might be a special, oh my sweet Jesus Lord, Gwyneth Paltrow, shut the fuck up on anal sex edition of the Hollywood Hit coming up here soon. But only because there's about 10, 12, 13 minutes left on here, that ain't going to be enough time. I can already tell you this thing is long and I'm going to have lots to say about this. So we will be coming back to this Gwyneth story. I'm writing it down. I'm putting an arrow beside it so I will not forget, right? But let's go over to something else that we were, oh, did y'all see this bullshit? I have had it with a lot of people lately. It just don't make no sense, right? Like, I come across this thing where United Airlines wouldn't let a couple of girls on a plane on account of they had on leggings. Have you ever paid attention to how many ladies wear leggings these days? A lot of them. They wear yoga pants too that are straight up see-through. And the thing is, I thought most people were kind of down with it. I guess maybe if you got a booty that doesn't need to be seen through. But still, I'm just saying this out. But apparently, I got this off of the Washington Post. United Airlines, your leggings are welcome as long as you're paying for your flight. Like, apparently if you have like a buddy pass or one of your like family member passes, there is a seriously strict ass fucking dress code that people are expected to follow, right? Which makes absolutely no sense. Like, otherwise you just show up and just get on. But airlines, like, one, I don't see if the people haven't figured out, airlines are going fucking nuts with all these weird rules and regulations. You can't like have any kind of differing of opinion of any one of those flight attendants or else they're gonna kick your ass off. I came across that personally a couple of few years ago. One of them was a straight up stone cold rude ass bitch, straight up to my face, right? Just straight up to my mother trucking face. And everyone around me was like, dude, that was horrible. When I stopped her and said, like, hey, I think you owe me an apology, that almost got me thrown off the plane because I wanted to make sure that she understood that I did not think that she was behaving appropriately. And then some bitch ass freaking gay ass motherfucking other flight attendant comes over and does that squat down so they get below you bullshit, which I worked at the Cheesecake Factory back in the day and I know those fucking tactics because they use those fucking managers use that tactic whenever somebody had a fucking complaint about something. They'd always squat down so that way the person who was doing the complaint could feel like they were superior. I basically read that motherfucker. I was like, oh hell no, you know what, I will let this go for the moment because I'm not going to hold up an entire plane full of people because you are bitch ass bitches. All right. I will take this up on the flip side when we get to the other side, the other end of this flight right here. Okay. Because if you haven't paid attention, do you see everybody who was in within earshot of me right here? They heard it. They saw what went down and no one agrees with you. You got that? So I'll let this go for the time being. I'll deal with this on the flip side when I get back to Los Angeles. You got that? So you can get up and move the fuck away from me right now. All right. All right. Now on with our fucking flight. But apparently they wouldn't let these girls on because they had leggings, but which I don't doesn't make any sense. It's like it's not like they were in there in freaking booty shorts wearing it. Well, they're leggings, so there could be some serious camel toe going on there. But I mean, honestly, in this day and age, people should be used to camel toe because too many girls walk around like it's a badge of honor these days. Anyway, it's like how deep can you get those fucking leggings up inside of your snatch? I don't know, but that just seems what they're going for. But apparently it says United Airlines defended a gate agent's decision Sunday to bar two teenage girls from a flight for wearing leggings, saying that the young passengers were traveling on a company travel pass and were in violation of the airline's dress code. To be clear, it says, United says, if you're paying for your flight, your leggings are welcome, which makes no fucking sense. It's like, what? So what difference does it make? What about, if I'm just a person flying on this plane, I don't understand, like, this is the part I don't get. If I'm just flying on this plane, I don't know who is on one of the company travel passes and who paid for their ticket. I don't have any way of knowing that. It's not like somebody has to wear a sign that says, ooh, company travel pass, no leggings for me. It's like, it doesn't matter. It's like, it's all the mother trucking same. So why do people, I don't get it. But apparently the incident reported Sunday by a traveler at Denver International Airport set off scores of angry mocking tweets. Yeah, the celebrities was getting all up in that, like Chrissy Teigen, her ass, you know, she likes flashing her hoo-ha. So she's probably like, why will I not be able to flash my hoo-ha on a plane? Because I like flashing my hoo-ha. It says United provided a statement for this saying, like, they say, I love that. Let's take a moment to explain today's news. That's how they started their explanation. You know, that just deserves a fucking slap across the face right there. That means you're just being condescending right from the very fucking beginning. If I was one of these girls, I would fucking be losing my mind, right? It says, we care about the way we present ourselves to you, our customers, as we believe that it is part of the experience of onboard our flights. One of the benefits of working for an airline is that our employees are able to travel the world. Even better, they can extend this privilege to a select number of what we call pass riders. These are relatives or friends who also receive the benefit of free or heavily discounted air travel. On our airline, as well as on airlines around the world, where we have mutual agreements in place for employees and pass riders. When taking advantage of this benefit, all employees and pass riders are considered representatives of United. But how do I don't know who they are. It's not like they walk around with a fucking representative United signs pinned onto their back. Nobody knows. As far as anybody else is concerned, they're just a regular old freaking person traveling. So how about you just fucking shut up and let shit just move on, like the fucking, like, as long as they're not sitting there with their cooter spilling out, I don't think there should be any problem with anything, right? It says, like most companies, we have a dress code that we ask employees and pass riders to follow. The passengers this morning were United pass riders and not in compliance with our dress code for company benefit travel. We regularly remind our employees that when they place a family member or friend on a flight for free as a standby passenger, they need to follow our dress code. To our regular customers, your leggings are welcome. Well, that's bullshit, because nobody knows who's who about nothing. But apparently, this is the unacceptable shit that you can't wear if you're on one of these buddy passes where you get a, like, free and or heavily discounted ride, right? It says, and the thing is, like, realize how sexist this shit is too. That's what I'm like, it's all freaking directed toward the ladies. They're like, ladies, put your shit away, fellas, let it hang out. It's pretty much how I read this, right? Any attire that reveals a midriff, so I can't wear any of my half shirts on an airplane if I'm on a buddy pass, right? Attire that reveals any type of undergarments. So how many fellas have probably gone on there with their pants hanging down around the ass, because that's how everybody was doing for the longest of time, with their drawers hanging out the top? It's still a look I find completely absurd. I want these dudes walking around like Morticia Adams because they can't make one clear stride because their freaking legs are freaking, like, bound up by their pants hanging down too low. So they're in there like little, like, short step and everything, right? But so that means fellas that do that, like, no. Or if you got a bra strap showing, which ladies like, so Erin Brockovich, she ain't gonna get up on no plane, right? Attire that is designated as sleepwear, underwear, or swim attire. Like, how do you know? Like, what you consider sleepwear may not be what I consider sleepwear. When I was in college, I had this sleep shirt that had, like, ducks all over it that I thought was fucking the tits, right? Looking back, not so much. But back then, I thought it was the tits. I wore it every fucking wear. How would you know if that's sleepwear, or to me, that's regular wear, right? Mini skirts. You can't wear a mini skirt on a plane. Like, that's most of the girls under fucking 30 these days. They don't wear freaking big old long fucking Holly Hobby prairie fucking skirts. No, they wear a goddamn mini skirt. Shorts that do not meet 3 inches above the knee when in a standing position. Like, now you're going back to fucking school where you got to stand there and make sure your shorts are, like, hang down below your fingertips. Like, it doesn't matter. As long as your cooter ain't hanging out or you got the freaking nip slip. That's another thing I don't understand. Like, why is everybody so concerned about ladies' nipples but not dudes' nipples? I don't get it. I don't understand what's so offensive about a lady nipple, but dudes can flash those nipples all the fucking time. It's just a titty, for God's sake. And if you're going to sit there and talk about it, it's sexualized, you know what? I see a dude walking down the street with nice tits. You know what I'm thinking? Nice fucking tits. It's not like it's going one way or the other. And I'm sure there's ladies who do that. When they see a dude going around with nice big man chest with his nips blasting, they're checking that shit out. I don't care what the fuck they say. They do. Because ladies do it too. And I'm just saying. But what's so wrong with fucking nips? Like, nips are not that bad. Everybody's got them. Everybody wanted to suck on one when you were a baby. It's like it's just the way it is. Going on, though. Can't wear no form-fitting lycra spandex tops, pants, or dresses. I guess that's where your leggings come in. Can't be wearing anything too form-fitting, because heaven forbid you wear your leggings that are comfortable and be comfortable while you're being crammed into a freaking tube up in the sky where they keep cutting in and taking away any kind of room and or just kind of cram everybody up in there. So, like, if I wear my thick, heavy clothing, I probably won't fit in the seat because you keep making them smaller, you bitches. They go on and say that attire that has offensive and or derogatory terminology or graphics. That's the only one I can agree with. If you got something that says something highly offensive, don't wear it on a plane, because people just don't want to see it. Just save that for when you're hanging around with your people who agree with you and just move on, right? Attire that is excessively dirty or has holes or tears. Like, but okay, I see people walking around everywhere now with, like, holy jeans are back in. So you're going to say you're not going to let people on a plane because they're wearing fashionable jeans? Like, because you don't agree with the fashions at the time doesn't mean. Like, the dirty, I get it. If y'all stanky, don't be coming up on a plane. That's fucking straight up rude, stone cold, horrible, awful behavior. I don't care how much patchouli your fucking hippie ass throws on top of it. You still smell like stank. You just smell like patchouli covered stank. I'm just saying is all. They say any attire that is provocative, inappropriately revealing, or see-through clothing. Okay, like, but see, like, then, like, you need to make this a little bit more definitive. Like, how deep can it go? How much cleavage are you allowed to show before it becomes inappropriate? Like, some people think that a lot of cleavage is appropriate. Some people think that a little bit, but you're not defining anything. Oh, whatever. Bare feet. You can't take bare feet on a plane, apparently. Actually, I kind of agree with that. Although my feet swell up on a plane, so I end up taking my shoes off. But I have socks on normally because I don't want to be walking around barefoot on that nasty-ass floor anyway, because I don't know who's been on there or what kind of children have been putting all kind of snot germs up on everything, because people ain't got no manners no more, right? And you can't wear beach-type rubber flip-flops, which are my favorite kind of flip-flops, so fuck you. They're comfortable. And if I have to go up on your plane and I'm going to sit there with my feet swelling up, I might wear fucking flip-flops sometimes, right? But I'm going to leave them on my feet because I ain't going to be sitting there putting my bare feet on your nasty ass floors. But typically I wear shoes or something with some socks, just because it's just more whatever, just cause. But whatever. But apparently everybody's pissed off at United because of this bullshit right here. So we'll see how it plays out. But apparently take that into consideration if you get a buddy pass on United, because those bitch ass bitches are being bitch ass bitches. I'm just saying is all, right? What else? Ooh, where is this? Because I almost pissed myself laughing when I read this. Because that stupid show, Dancing with the Stars, which I'll never look at no more, has done come back on, right? And I know I saved this story. Where'd it go? Oh, here we go, right? So now they got Nancy Kerrigan up on the Dancing with the Stars, which I have an issue with. Like, this is one reason I don't watch that show, because it's freaking not fair sometimes. Like, they've got like on there, they've got that Heather Morris chick who was on Glee, who was a straight up stone cold professional dancer. She was one of Beyonce's backup dancers. She's in the Single Ladies video doing the dance with her behind her the whole time, like busting it out. Like, bitch can straight up stone cold dance. Then you're putting her up against somebody like some of these people who never dance anymore, like that Bull Rider dude. Like, he don't go around dancing anymore, or some of these other people that don't have the same kind of experience. And I think that's fucking bullshit, and it's fucking unfair, because that you've already are a professional dancer. The rest of them are not professional dancers. You've already got a leg up, and it works both ways. I like to put figure skaters and gymnasts and shit on there, which I think is unfair, because that's just giving them a leg up too. But now they done put Nancy Kerrigan on there, because Tanya Harding is now a thing again, because what's her name, Margot Robbie, is making that I, Tanya movie that I cannot wait to see, because you know the Hollywood hick here has always been team Tanya. I think she got a bad rap. She didn't have anything to do with that, other than not tell that she found out what had happened as soon as she found out what had happened back when Nancy got her knee whacked, right? Well, now she's going up on, now Nancy Kerrigan is on the Dancing with the Stars, right? And so Christy Yamaguchi, who was like a big giant figure skater right before Nancy Kerrigan came along, right, tweeted out to her, right, to try to give her some words of encouragement. Well, everybody went fucking nuts because Christy Yamaguchi, well, let's just get into it. So it says right here on the page 6, Twitter freaks after Christy Yamaguchi tells Nancy Kerrigan to break a leg. Which I honestly, I don't think Christy Yamaguchi realized what she was saying, because that's what people tell people when they go out and do a performance like that. It's bad luck to say good luck, so everybody says break a leg. I honestly think it was just one of the things she said it, and then all of a sudden she was probably like, uh-oh, I don't know if I meant to say that, because oopsies. But here it says, former Olympian and Dancing with the Stars champion Christy Yamaguchi, see, she won Dancing with the Stars back when too, which I think is bullshit, because she, like, if you're a figure skater like that, you've got, it's, I don't know, I just think that gives you a benefit and don't give nobody else, right? Says Christy Yamaguchi tweeted well wishes to Nancy Kerrigan, a fellow ice skater who is now strutting her stuff in the dancing competition, but received backlash for her word choice. Can't wait to see you grace the ballroom floor. Break a leg. That was the tweet that she made to Nancy Kerrigan, right? But apparently her good intentions got low scores with the Twitterverse, because these people want to latch onto any and everything. Like, honestly, some of these Twitter people need to just fucking get a goddamn mother trucking life. I'm just saying is all. Like, don't get so offended by every little fucking thing that happens out there. Like, honestly, one, if she did intend it, it's fucking funny. So laugh at something for a change. Be like, ah. No, don't get there like all butt hurt like a goddamn fucking snowflake. Like, everybody just needs to fucking get a goddamn sense of humor. Apparently her post was immediately associated with the infamous 1993 incident. Of course, this may or may not have been a good choice of words, tweeted one user. And then another one, like this one, I think is funny. It's like, why has it then tweet been deleted? Are you that naive? Yeah. But I love the why part, because remember Nancy Kerrigan was on the ground going like, why me? I know, which is, I should not take so much joy in this. I don't know why I do, but whatever. I whatever. Like, I do not wish Nancy Kerrigan to have gotten conked on the knee with a freaking pipe, because that, one, had to fucking hurt like a motherfucker, and two, it was just a whole bunch of nonsense. It actually launched her to way more stardom than it should have, because really, I found her kind of boring. Like, she, like, her biggest trick as a freaking figure skater was like gliding with her leg up, and she was holding the leg up for part of it too, and then everybody was trying to like compare her to Oksana Bayul, who beat her ass in that fucking Olympics. I'm just saying, because she did the little like donut twirl where she like made a little donut out of herself. Like, Oksana Bayul beat her ass in that freaking competition. I'm just saying, Nancy Kerrigan, all she did was hold her leg up and try to glide across the ice. Like, I always thought that was a lamest fucking like signature move of signature moves, right? But apparently Nancy Kerrigan, 47, took the message graciously by responding, "Thank you so much, Christy. I'm excited to get started. The advice is definitely helping," is what she wrote in her tweet. Like, so at least Nancy Kerrigan can have a fucking sense of humor about it if nobody else can. I'm just saying is all. But still, I am team motherfucking Tanya, and that's just how that shit works. Okay? Mother trucking K. All right? Holy sheep shit. I just looked at the time. I done about run out of it here on the Hollywood Hick program. I was going to tell you a story to make you feel better about yourself by some horrible, awful people, but I guess you'll just have to take it from that Senator Ralph Shorty, who done got caught trying to like bear back a 17-year-old for money up in a Super 8 motel over in Oklahoma. So if that ain't making you feel better about yourself, I sure as hell don't know what's going to make you feel better about yourself, because that sure as hell makes me feel better about myself, because I ain't done that and I ain't planning on doing that. Okay. But that does it for me, y'all. That's here's been the Hollywood Hick right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick, and the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I'm out of here, y'all. Doodle-land, doo, bitches. Bye. Boo-lam, 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 boo-lam.